on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 30th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Mel. How you doing, Mel?
Mel's doing well. I was going to come up with some sort of joke intro based on something that happened yesterday, but nothing happened yesterday, so I got nothing.
Well, the feeds were down for a long time. That's something that happened.
No, isn't that the other day? Oh, no, wait, that's every day the feeds are down for a long time.
Pretty repetitive jokes. If I were to be like, oh, man, look, we're invisible. There's no us.
It'd be like, no.
Oh, man, well, that's such a funny joke.
Now we can do the Victoria Kiefer thing where, oh, Taryn, that was so good. Everyone was so fooled. They didn't even see us. You're the best podcaster ever. You're going to go down in history.
Best podcaster ever. I mean, that's just the way it is. Well, we're here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 31 in the house, and the feeds were down for most of the day, I would say, at this point. It was like, I think it was, what, like 9 hours?
10 hours and 42 minutes, according to the tweet.
There you go.
I did some math this morning, and since Thursday morning, feeds have been down 42% of the time, not including sleeping. The one night they were down, but like, it's so much downtime. Why?
They don't like their jobs. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I'm assuming it's just all sponsor stuff. And listen, like, we will get something going on Twitter to like fund Big Brother. Give us feeds. Give us everything. Don't take them down for 10 hours on a Monday to film TikToks covered in salsa. Like, we'll help you. Let us help you make it better.
They're spending all their money on invisible visual effects instead of paying the people that manage the live feeds, I guess.
No, because it seems like they did something yesterday. Like, it seemed like they were down for a purpose as opposed to the other times where they're not down for a purpose and just for fun. It seems like they did something sponsored yesterday, but why does every sponsored thing have to take the whole day?
They like, don't. They don't actually take hours. The whole day. They just leave them down. That's the thing.
Because then they talk about the sponsored thing and can't let us hear them talk about sponsors. I don't know. Sorry, we won't rant about this all morning, but we needed to get it out.
Well, we start the day yesterday with Ty and Jed. They're going to be chatting for a while, talking about how annoyed they are with Tara, which is understandable. Ty's just like, and you just know, like, we've been trying to work with Tara for so long, and she's always turning us down. And you just know that if we win HOH next week, she's going to be like, okay, guys, I'm ready. I'm ready to work with you. I'm just like, oh, my God. So annoyed with her.
Why do I even want to work with Tara? Because she's with Tina?
Basically. I mean, her with Tina, they're in a very valuable spot in the house. They're people that are basically up for grabs. They can't work with Ro. They have Vic, but, you know, that's very dangerous. So if they were able to have Tina and Tara fully locked in on board, they'd be in a great place.
Yeah, they're in a good spot. I don't feel like they're using it very well, though. No. Tina and Tara, that is.
I think that they've been starting to do more. So, you know, the last couple of days, Tina in particular has really been working on the relationship with the Sunsetters. And they are starting to look at her as somebody that they do have. They think that Tara is somebody that they don't have, but that Tina is somebody that can maybe help them with Tara in the event that that Tara wins something, and maybe Tina can get in her ear and make sure that Tara doesn't come after.
Yeah, they do have a talk a little bit later in the morning about how Tara recognized that that's their perception of her, of that Tina can just tell her to do whatever they want. And she wants to lean into that. Like, good, let them think that you can tell me to do whatever. Although she's saying it like that's not the case, but I feel like that is the case. I feel like she would kind of just do whatever Tina wanted, but she seems to have this thought that she wouldn't. But I mean, they're on the same page anyway, so I can't imagine when they would disagree with anything.
Yeah, I don't think Tina would like tell her what to do either necessarily.
No.
She tends to let Tara run rampant. Jed points something out that I actually think is true. Or is at least partially true. And definitely one of the reasons why Jed and Ty have one of the best social games in the house. He says, I think the reason we're doing well in this game is that we are the only people in this house that actually talk to everyone. Like, everyone else, like, Austin and Brayden only talk to each other. They only talk to, like, you know, Beth sometimes and Kyle and Ro sometimes, but they don't talk to everyone. You know, you have Kyle and Ro who would talk to us sometimes, but they'd never talk to Beth or some of the other people. Like, we're the only people that actually just socialize and chat with the entire house. And it's very true. Like, them as a duo, they don't hang out with each other. They're not attached to the hip. You don't see Jed and Ty as a pair running around the house like you do Austin and Brayden, Kyle and Ro, even Tina and Tara. And I genuinely do think that that is what is one of the big reasons why their social game has been on point there. And when that is like that is the difference. That is, okay, you guys are playing one of the better games in the house. It's because you talk to everyone. It's a little bit of a sad state of affairs, but hey, they do have a good social game.
Yeah. I mean, you think about all of the great players over the last couple of years, and it's just people that just get along, like in a house filled with so much like volatility, and you just want people to stick around that you get along with and you like hanging out with. And it's such an underrated part of these games sometimes. Like, everyone talks about social game, but you have to be social like with so many people. Like, Brayden has a great social game with some people, but he doesn't like, you hang out more and you can talk to people more and not be seen as such a duo. Like, not every time Jed and Ty are social with other people, they're not together doing it as well. So they can be social with everyone whilst being separate, and they can be looked at less like one of the scarier duos that just kind of hide away by themselves.
Mm-hmm. So Ty says, can we stop using that terminology? Actually, the duos, can we like, I don't like this narrative in the house that there's duos, that we need to break up the duo. You know, you realize we're a duo. I don't want us to be seen as a duo.
I thought he was going to not want to use duo because they're a throuple and he thought it was unfair.
Yes. But no, they would like to do whatever they can to not be paired together in the game. And he's going to have a conversation with Kiefer later where he's like, if you think about it, Jed and I aren't even really that much of a duo. So he's going to test this on here. But
if you have to say it, if you have to tell people, oh, we're not that much of a duo, I think that's not a good spot to be in.
Yeah. But that's where he'd like to be. The sort of part of the plan would be, wouldn't it be great if we could get people to associate Vic with us more? If people really think that Vic is with us, then she will be an option to nominate alongside us. And, you know, it will cause confusion.
While they had this conversation, Victoria somewhere in bed was like, what? Do you want to hang out with me? What? Me?
Yeah. Yes. And so it'll be like, well, are they with Vic? Are they with Beth? Are they with Kiefer? And then ideally, you know, if there's a replacement nominee instead of Beth going up, maybe Vic would go up or something like that. And then they could really make something work.
Isn't the core of that still them, though? Like, oh, which person is the duo with? Like, is it really achieving what they want it to do?
Well, that's part one of the plan. Part one of the plan, okay, is separate themselves from the duo in the first place and be like, hey, we're not actually a duo.
All right. Solid plan. Let's see how it works.
Yeah. Well, you know, Beth is going to join them. She says, all right, another day of Austin not speaking to me. She wouldn't even look at me. That's unfortunate.
Gonna change soon though.
Yeah, it is gonna change soon. She's prepping. She's prepping a talk. Jed says that should we keep Ro in the game to take a shot at Vic? We need somebody to do it. If Fro's not here, who's gonna take the shot? But they're like, yeah, you know what? It's not worth it. Ro is not worth keeping in the game. Well, we'll get Vic out another way. And they're talking about Brayden as though Brayden won't come after them. So they're already looking at Brayden as kind of a non-entity in the game. They're probably looking at, Vic and Kiefer would probably put Brayden up, but he still would not be the target. They might not even put Brayden up. They might put Tara up, but they might also just put Brayden up as a pawn. So Brayden looking like he could slide back under the radar for a little while, but he is definitely still a big target. I think his best bet is that he survives. And I think we've talked about this, is he survives the next 2 weeks. Then when people are finally ready to take the shot at Vic, or at least when Ty and Jed are ready to take the shot at Vic, he's still around to sort of take advantage of the chaos that causes.
I do think a little bit of them seeing Brayden as such a non-factor is like self-preservation. They cannot have another week of, well, should we do this or should we do this? It's like, no, we are keeping Brayden. He's going to be good. He will help us later. And that's just what we're going to do this week, because let's just take a breather.
Yeah. And the bad thing about this for them is that if they think Brayden won't come after them, they also think that Tina and Tara won't come after them. They legitimately think that Ro is the only person that can't win this next HOH, which is making them feel very comfortable in the next HOH, which is not a good thing for them. But again, I feel like I'm talking about, the end game of Big Brother 21, where I'm just like, they don't realize they need to keep winning, but they do keep winning. So it's not a problem, I guess, but in the event that they lose this HOH, they're in for a rude awakening.
That is true. But at the end of Big Brother 21, there was just a pair versus a whole bunch of people. Whereas now it's kind of like this thruple with some parachutes. And like Kiefer probably, well, I guess Kiefer might put one of them up because he wouldn't put Tina and Tara up. But Victoria obviously won't put them up. So there's at least four. So it's just, it's not, it's like, they got like a 50% chance, maybe even more, depending on what the comp is, of being able to make it through, which is just going to, like you said, reinforce the idea. Oh, we're so good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Jed is going to talk to Vic. And this is a quick conversation. He just comes in. I've got it. Calling ourselves the Ghost Peppers.
Yes, yes.
I had to
Victoria
make
loves this.
I had to make sure that spice is included in the name because
oh my goodness,
spicy
that's
V.
So good. I've never seen Victoria so happy. This is like what she's been wanting since day two, is them coming to her with an alliance with the boys. It's named after her. This is the best day of her life. And then like after like a minute of celebrating, she's like, wait, so who's in the alliance?
Yeah, she said, wait, is Keith involved? And he's like, on the outskirts. It's mostly just us and Ty. She's like, yes.
He did also say Beth, mm-hmm. to which I assume she heard and just like flew out of her mind. Oh, we'll deal with that later. Right now, I'm just happy. It's the Ghost Peppers with the thruple.
Yes.
For this couple.
So Jed leaves and she's like full on, like she's doing kicks. She's like, this is everything I wanted. I love it.
Come on, Marsha. Come on, Marsha. Give me a task. Let's
Ghost
go.
Peppers.
Let's talk.
It's even named after me. Final four. That's it. Ghost Peppers. I'm going to win this game. Oh.
Good alliance name, too. I'm very happy with it.
She keeps saying, Ghost Peppers. Ghost Peppers. Ghost Peppers. I really
It'd be very
believe-
cute if it wasn't terrible for her game.
Yeah, she's like, I was worried that they didn't, but I really believe they want to work with me. Ah, yes. Ghost Peppers. And there you go.
It's a fake alliance, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I do want to say, though, this last update, I said, you know, Victoria, when she did that little thing with them in the room and she said, OK, well, I'm not going to work with you this week, but maybe in the future, maybe we can do something. And you said, no, no, never going to happen. No way. I know it's fake, but they're going to keep her safe. They don't want to nominate her yet. It kind of worked.
Victoria's plan.
I don't know if her plan worked, but the fact that they are now kind of working together.
Well, she got rid of Toya, and now she is able to still work with them. And Toya told them.
Yes.
Toya told them straight up, I'm going to feel a certain type of way if you guys act nice with Vic after this. But like, what are they supposed to do? Like, no, I don't think that's Toya can be mad. That's why
I thought it was a good idea. Because it was a relationship of necessity, whatever you call that.
Yeah, like when Vic is winning two HOA, like another HOH, and then is still eligible to compete in the following week, it's like, and she's clearly winning these comps. It's like, look, Toya, what do you want us to do? We'll take her out. We promise.
And they know she trusts them, which I can't remember. There was a podcast lately, but it's like, if you have someone that trusts you, even if you don't trust them, it's worth keeping them around because, okay, you don't trust them, whatever, you can deal with that later. But as long as they're not going to put you up, who cares? Keep them around.
Yeah. I mean, it's a similar sort of thing where, like, you know, the guys are not being targeted. And so they feel like they're in a better position than they are. Vic feels like, oh, the guys trust me and want to work with me. Yeah, because you're winning. You have power. That's when you have power, things are different. That'll work. All right. So Austin is going to talk to Beth finally. Beth is finally going to get a talk with Austin instead of being ignored. And it's not going to go well. Austin is basically going to be like, yeah, I just feel like you're fake. Basically after week two, when you were willing to flip the vote, I was like, yeah, can't trust her. And Beth is like, well, I wish we had talked about it at the time, because I really, you know, I didn't want to flip that vote on you. Like, I wanted to work with you. I wish we could have talked about this. And Austin's just like, nah, in this game, you break trust, it's gone. That's it. There's no going back. Never.
You can only say that if you're in the majority alliance. You can't be someone that only has one other person in a house of nine and say, no, you wronged me. Now we're done. We can never work together. It's like, you can't be a chooser at this point. If someone wants to work with you, you friggin' take it.
It's also very rich from somebody who threw Vic under the bus last week and expects Vic to still be loyal to her this week.
No, Taryn, that's completely different. Yeah. Austin did that.
Totally different, of course.
Totally.
It's the hypocrisy. I think Kyle and Roe need to inform her about what the word means, because there's some gnarly stuff going on. Austin says, "Look, I'm just being honest here. I'm just being honest here." Beth's like, "I wish you had been weeks ago, then, because we could have had this conversation. We could have talked this out." And Austin, no, this whole thing has been done in the worst way, being put on the block, being put on slop, and I'm certain it's Ty. And if you really wanted to work with me, you would have stopped this from happening. You could have done it. You could have stopped me from going on the block. You could have gotten Ro to use the veto on me, but you haven't done any of those things. And Beth is just like, what are you serious? What do you want me to do? I have no control over them. Ro had no intention of ever using that veto. And she's like, sure.
I missed when Beth became the person who was running the entire house and made all the decisions. Oh, Austin, this was hard to watch. You just, yeah. First of all, you're supposed to be campaigning. You were going home, girl.
This is the campaign.
Yeah, the campaign was, you lied to me and I'm never going to work with you again.
Yeah.
Okay, good talk.
It's great stuff. It's you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Beth tried to orchestrate some kind of flip to save Austin after this.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, Austin did have some good campaigning, which in the middle of yelling at Beth for not saving her said, oh, by the way, obviously I want to be here. So now she Beth did. Knows she that she wants that. To be here. So therefore, yeah, definitely worth saving her now.
She said, I would never campaign against Brayden, though. He's my friend. That's just not the kind of person I am. So
she also said, it makes no sense for me to campaign that's against Brayden, which I took no particular sense, yeah. issue with. You know what? If you don't want to campaign against your best friend, fine. Like, I disagree with it. People take different things out of the game. You can just play it, whatever. But how does it make no sense? Like, you have to, if you both agree not to campaign, like, yeah, it just, that's not how you play the game.
Well, you don't understand. It makes no sense because they are the same person. She's been long saying, save us. She's like, it makes no sense to try. It's like, oh, do I campaign against my arm? Oh, vote out my arm, but not the rest of me. It doesn't make any sense.
I think it's Austin's conversation with Jed later, where she says, yeah, she's like trying to campaign like, oh, it's worth to keep me and Brayden in the house because then we're like a duo target against you guys. It's like, they can't keep both of you. Why do you keep doing this? Like, you can't say it's worth keeping the pair together. You're going to get split up. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's big vibes from Austin that she's just like can't comprehend that she can't get like the thing that she wants this week.
Maybe if she just keeps doing this, if she keeps acting like it, you think production will just go like, is this a double veto? Did we just forget? Does she know something we don't? Can they both be safe? And maybe it'll just happen. She'll manifest it and they can both be safe.
Maybe. Then the feeds go down forever.
No. There was the so Austin and Beth part ways and they both go to their respective peoples and then say, oh man, I came for her that convo. I killed it. Oh, you don't even want to hear what I said to her. And it was like a conversation that was just like awkward kind of, oh, well, you should have said that. Oh, well, I don't trust you. And they both act like it was just like this. They totally killed it. They totally got her and proved all these points. I don't know. It was very funny when they went after it and retold the conversation. You know, everyone always retells it themselves in a very nice light.
Very, very classic retell situation. Beth is like, Austin was so rude. Was so snippy with me. And Austin's like, yeah, I stood up to her. And Brayden's like, oh, I'm so proud of you. This is the toxicity of supportive friends, I guess.
Yeah. Well, get you friends that'll support you when you're down or something.
Get friends that will call you out if you're being wrong, I think. Supportively.
Actually, at that.
who can gently be like, was that the right thing though?
I did have a question now that you mention it. So Brayden in this conversation is like, yes, girl, yeah, you're the best. I'm so proud of you. Is there any game part of Brayden right now that's like, I'm just going to let her do this and I'm going to stay? Or do you think he's being just generally very like, I am really proud of you regardless of what happens this week and I don't care about the game aspect of this?
I'm sure there's always part of people like I've talked about this a lot, but like when people are in the position of either power or like they're going to stay, it's very easy to be like, I'm a great person. I would be totally loyal if the situation was reversed. I don't care about the fact that I'm staying. I just care about being close to my friend. But if the vote started to flip and people started telling Brayden, actually, we're going to vote you out, I think that he might start to change his tune and be like, but what about this thing? And then you might get something a little bit different, but I don't think that he is actively trying to stay right now. I think that he is very comfortably like, I'm staying, so I don't need to do anything.
Yeah, that's very fair. I think I agree. And I almost hope that we would get like a little taste of maybe a vote flip just because I want to see what Brayden can do, because I have a lot of faith in him right now. Like, he's just been kind of being able to get by on his really good relationships. But I think he would be able to play the game well, and I would like to see him try.
Be nice. You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Then the feeds are down forever. And they come back up and there's really not much else that happens when they do come up. There's some speculation that something happened with Tara. There's some speculation that I think the have-nots ate something, which was weird, nothing confirmed whatsoever. I don't know exactly if something did happen with Tara.
Oh, with Tara, yeah. I was just going to say, Kiefer said this morning that have-nots were done. So if you said something maybe happened with them eating, maybe they like earned getting off of being a have not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe. But there was speculation, Tara, because like it seemed like she had been upset about something, perhaps. So that made me think, and there was a lot of people who speculated about the microaggressions being talked about. But I haven't seen anything else to indicate that that actually has happened. So, I think maybe we'll see if there's any change in Tara's behavior. But at this point, I'm starting to guess that no, it has not been addressed.
Yeah, the main reason people are thinking that is because when the feeds came back on, I'm not sure how long after, but Tara went and apologized to Rohan for a quote, stupid Simpsons comment. And mm-hmm. he was like, wait, what? And it took him a second to remember. He's like, oh, no, it's fine. And they hugged. And so people were thinking that she apologized perhaps because she got talked to. And that's kind of where the theory is coming from.
Yeah, it's just weird to me that she'd apologize to Ro and not Ty, unless they were like very vague about it. And she somehow didn't realize that it's about Ty and thought that it was about a Simpsons comment to Ro,
which would be so bad.
It would be very classic Tara.
And then all she could do is think maybe that comment I said to Rohan is just, I'm really hoping that's not what happened.
Yes, they did do TikTok videos. I think that's one of the main things that they went down for, but they were all very, they thought Brayden's was great.
Something about being covered in salsa or tomato sauce and they had to shower.
I don't understand.
Will we even get to see it on the episode? Is it just being released on TikTok? I don't know anything. I need Puya, our TikTok consultant, to check in and let us know.
Yeah. All right. Well, there was one conversation between Kiefer and Vic where Kiefer says that we don't need to worry about Tina and Tara going after the boys. They're mostly after Beth, which is completely false. But Vic is like, oh, that's perfect. That's exactly, it's probably because Beth is so fake, right? They should totally go after Beth.
I'm like 90% a Victoria fan. I love watching her. I mean, now it's just clear that her intentions are always to just get with the guys and hang out. I don't know, but just like chill with the women. So anti Latoya getting her out, so anti Austin, and the next she's gonna be so anti Beth. Like, I get it, you want all the boys to yourself, okay, just chill a little bit. Beth is not that bad. I mean, everyone's in there seems to hate her and people out here seems to hate her, but I don't know, I don't think she's that bad.
Vic talks about how great of a job she has done at hiding the fact that she's the HOH. And this is when Kiefer's like, well, actually, the guys do suspect that you might be the HOH. And Vic is like, what? Well, I mean, I don't even care. It's fine. I don't even care if it's, they don't know for sure. They'll never know for, I'm never going to confirm it for sure. They're always going to wonder.
They're just like, so, it's so stupid. Like, I don't even care. It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. And Kiefer's like, right. Yeah. They're definitely not sure. So yeah, don't worry about it.
And to Vic's credit, I mean, half the house doesn't know. Did Tina and Tara know?
Tina and Tara know. Yeah.
Oh, okay. A quarter of the house doesn't know.
So. Austin and Brayden don't know. That's, one of them
she could be doing a worse job, which is sometimes hard to quantify, but she could be doing a worse job at hiding this.
Yeah. That's the positive way of looking at it.
Yeah. What I'm here for.
She's managed to trick Austin and Brayden.
Masterminds of the house.
Yeah. All right. So. That was basically, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up?
They had a cute little, like, I don't even know if I can call it cute. They had a little hype session. Yeah. You're killing it. Kiefer, you're going to be the most famous when you get out of here. Oh yeah. Yep. I'm doing so good. I'm going to go to just
lots of talk about, how famous they're going to be.
Watching legendary. The delusion.
Yes.
Legendary.
Kiefer does go at one point. And I was upset that he almost referenced, but didn't, right? He was like, are we the villains? Like, no, it's are we the baddies? Come on. It's the Mitch and Webb look sketch. All right. But he's like, are we the villains? And Vic is kind of like, I don't know. Like, maybe. Kiefer's like, I wouldn't mind. Vic's like, yeah, whatever.
Vic is a great villain. I wish she would lean into it. Yeah, I'm the villain. She's like always leaning around doors going like, she's a classic villain and we love it. But yeah, just, I don't know. You can, people get like conflated sometimes. Like they don't think they can be a villain while also being a nice person. And it's like, you can feel good about yourself and also be a villain. It doesn't mean villain equals bad. Everyone hates.
Yeah. So I guess that's about it then. When the feeds are down for so long and the vote is very straightforward, there's not too much to talk about here.
Yeah, I don't think anything else really happened this morning except for TikTok talks. Yeah, that's all I got.
TikTok talks about ticking away.
Talking.
TikTok talks ticking away. Yeah.
So they get to watch their own TikToks?
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, there's that big screen, so.
When I saw yesterday, they were like looking at it and they were on it. So I guess so.
Yeah.
Is that, I know there's nothing to do in the house, but like making videos of yourself to then watch later feels very boring. I mean, I know they're not making it for themselves, but yeah.
I mean, isn't that just like what any TikTok is? You just like film yourself.
Well, you make it to share with people and then you watch the likes roll in and you get that serotonin bump and all they do is get to see the finished product and they don't know if anyone likes it. Maybe everyone hates it.
Yeah.
But they would never show us that because Big Brother Canada.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have for you. I'm going to be back tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern for the roundtable. We will be rating all of the players and updating the Stockwatch prices. Don't mind the little laugh I just gave while talking about rating the players. I'm totally going to rate them high numbers all the time. So that'll be fun. Tune in tonight. We'll see where these players are. We'll also be recapping the week on the feeds. So it's a great place to go if you just want a recap of the week. I will be releasing a survey on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, tweeting that out after this podcast is over, to allow you guys to rate the players yourselves, give the audience a chance to give your opinions on the season and everything else that's going on. You can give your thoughts on the twist as well in the survey. So that'll be fun too. All right. So check all of that out. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds, assuming that they're on. Tomorrow night we'll have a recap after the episode. So it should be on there. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, doing fun stuff over there. Mel, where can people find you?
Did I forget to mention the part of the update where Ro was like doing amazing and he made like 14 alive?
Oh, well, no, we are not allowed to, stump for people that we bought in the Stockwatch. We are shutting that down. Instantly disconnected from the podcast if you try to cheat in the Stockwatch. Mel has been kicked out of the podcast. You can find Mel at You Can and You Mel on Twitter. If you want to find out her thoughts on the Stockwatch or the players that are clearly influenced by her own purchases. Look, there's two of me now. Here, let's come over here. That's what we have for you guys for today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see all of you next time.